from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We will get to Mike Tomlin's comments about his wide receiver core in a few minutes. But the question right now, if you could have Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins for $1.2 million, so all things being equal money-wise, which quarterback would you choose? And you can vote at @_AdamCrowley on a nice little Twitter poll there. 75% of people right now saying Kirk Cousins. You can follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. More stats, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
Russ, 9-7 in the playoffs. Quarterback rating of 96. Kirk Cousins, 1-4 in the playoffs. Quarterback rating of 93. So Kirk hasn't been awful in the playoffs. But 1-4, that tells you a story. We brought up Kirk Cousins' number in night games. So prime time, all of America watching these games, 12-19. Russell Wilson in night games, 32-17-1. Now, that being said, I will take Pete Carroll over everything going on in Washington and probably even over what they had going on in Minnesota, although I think that's a good organization. So that's fair, but when you start comparing the numbers and the records in games of the most consequence and significance, Russell Wilson seemed to come out on top a lot, Kirk Cousins not so much. I'm a little bit surprised by the results of the Twitter polls so far, and the overwhelming response on the text line is that people would rather have Kirk Cousins over Russell Wilson. But I'm not getting any reasons.
Yeah, is there one reason? Can you find one? One legitimate explanation.
I got nothing.
Wow.
I got nothing. And I wonder if it's the perception of Russell Wilson, where he's this guy that's a phony and kind of look at me and yada yada. And I think the national media has kind of carried that baggage. And I think it's one of the reasons why Justin Fields was in the conversation in the national media for as long as he had been this offseason, because I think the groupthink on Russell Wilson is, he's not a likable guy. I think it's the opposite with Kirk Cousins. I think a lot of people seem to think because he's made money at different places that he's some sort of genius and he's this ho-hum regular Joe. I think that plays into it. But as far as a football player, I'll take Mr. Clutch Russ Wilson over Mr. Unclutch Kirk Cousins. And I would suggest that all Steelers fans, if you want to feel good about the game on Sunday, if you're not feeling great and you want to feel good, go watch the quarterback show from last year.
Mm-hmm.
You'll wind up really liking Kirk Cousins, and you'll feel bad every time TJ Watt brings him to the ground. But going into the game, you'll feel a lot better because this guy is Mr. Analysis by Paralysis.
Yes, he is. He overanalyzes everything.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of shrink up in those big moments. I mean, we've seen players like that in all sports. Who shrink up in the big moments. And he's just one of those guys right now. And Russ has proven that he isn't that guy whenever he's given that opportunity. So that's just kind of where I'm at. Like, outside of the mobility thing, outside of the injury, I think that Russell Wilson, with his history, I would take him.
412-928-9370. We'd love to hear your reasoning. Well, we just Someone give us a reason on why. If the votes are like, I mean, if it was 50-50, we don't need people to call in, but I'm just interested what the pro-Kirk argument is. Yeah, he was leading the league in passing touchdowns before he got hurt last year. He's always been a good regular season quarterback, especially in games where the entire country's not watching. You can text us, brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mike in Saxonburg first up today. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? I think the question here with Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson is, what have you done for me in the past? And I think if you're looking at Russell Wilson, as far as what he has done lately, compared to what Kirk Cousins has done lately, I think that's the difference. I think if you're looking at the span of their careers, I think Russell Wilson's a better quarterback. So I think that's the question.
So last year, Kirk Cousins, he got hurt midway through the season. Yes, he had a quarterback rating of 94. That's very good. And thank you for the call, Mike. You look at what Russell Wilson did last year, and he had 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and a quarterback rating of 98. So, yeah, was Kirk better through half the season? Yes, but both guys had quarterback ratings around 100. It's not like Russ played bad last year. That, to me, I don't understand.
Right, where people can just keep bringing that up. Like,
yeah.
If you look at the stats, it's not like he was dealing with other things alongside of having to play.
Like a jackass head coach.
And an owner that wanted to sit him down because of money, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of things that go into it, and he still found a way to play decent.
I think that might be part of it, too, during the money thing, is that people, even though we've said for the same price, I think people might be saying, well, a team thought highly enough of Kirk to pay him all that money, and yet Russell Wilson is only getting paid to 1.3. I think that might be clouding people's minds. I think people also conflate the last 2 years with the Broncos for Russell Wilson. He wasn't good 2 years ago. He also might have had the worst offensive coordinator, not named Matt Canada, in all of football. And so, yeah, it was a disaster 2 years ago. Last season, it wasn't. He completed 66% of his passes. He had 20 touchdowns and only one pick in the red zone. 26 overall touchdowns. Throws a good deep ball. I think the people saying that Russell Wilson is washed didn't watch what he did last year.
Right.
He's going to take sacks. Those are drive killers. It's going to happen. He wasn't perfect. Kirk Cousins ain't perfect either. 412-928-9370. Would you like to hear Mike Tomlin talking about wide receivers, Doran?
Yes, please.
You know, I'm comfortable with the performance of these guys. Had some questions even dating back to the spring, and to be quite honest with you, I probably went in the receiver room about a couple of weeks in the camp and told them that. I just believe in being really transparent. But the consistency in which those guys performed in Latrobe and through team development has made me more comfortable. And specifically, I'm talking about Scotty Miller and Van Jefferson, man. I just can't say enough about the consistency in which they perform, their floor, if you will. They behave like veteran NFL players, and that's provided some comfort in the midst of the transition that comes with dealing with new people and getting acclimated in that way.
You know what that is to me, man? When Mike Tomlin describes two guys as professionals, that's like if you go on a blind date and the lady goes and talks to all her friends and they say, hey, how'd it go? Oh, he's cute.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny.
He's nice.
He's nice. Mm-hmm. That's the best. You're right. He's a nice guy.
Very nice guy.
You ain't waking up sweaty the next morning with nice guy.
Right.
Nice guy's buying you dinner. Nice guy, you might have a solid walk back to your house.
He's a gentleman.
He's a gentleman.
Chocolate and flowers.
That's right. Gentlemen ain't having sex. Now, treat women with respect, but they like the bad boy kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where the analogy comes in. To me, that is the absolute bare minimum. Scotty Miller's a professional. Van Jefferson's a professional. They're the nice guy. They're not ruffling feathers. They know what to do. They've been in training camps before. But are they impact players? Not by a long shot. Van Jefferson hasn't had a good statistical season since 2021, where he had 50 catches, 800 yards, and 6 touchdowns. Since then, he hasn't combined in 3 years for 800 yards. He hasn't combined for 6 touchdowns. Is it possible he can repeat what he did with the Rams in 2021? Of course it's possible.
What did you say that he had in 2021?
800 yards. 50 catches, 6 touchdowns.
I mean, is that even enough still?
He would have to have, great point, he would have to have a career year for anybody to think, okay, that guy was a legitimate number two in the National Football League in the year of our Lord, 2024. He's never done what they're going to need him to do. And so I can't have faith that he's going to do that. I also found it interesting, and maybe I'm reading too much into this, that Scotty Miller got brought up first. Scotty Miller and Van Jefferson. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but maybe Scotty Miller is going to have a bigger role on the team than Van Jefferson. I doubt it, but it was interesting to me that he brought him up first.
They're not world beaters, and if Mike Tomlin is trying to convince himself that they're world beaters, that's an issue, and I don't think he is trying to convince himself. I mean, he basically just told us that they're guys that handle themselves the right way, that are professionals, that they don't have to worry about being in the right spot. But, yeah, you're an NFL player. You better be in the right spot, but can you make plays? Can you scare a defense? Can you be a threat? I didn't hear any of those words.
Nope. No.
Didn't hear those words. Yeah, those guys are legitimate threats for opposing defensive in our offense. No.
When my blind date girl goes to the water cooler the next day, I want her to say, oh, man, that Crowley was hot. God, I can't keep my hands off him. That guy is sexy. I wanted to hear Mike Tomlin say exactly that same stuff you're talking about. Oh, we are really comfortable with Van Jefferson's ability to go out there and make plays.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty Miller, who, boy, he had a play in practice where my ears perked up. Oh, man, I didn't know he had that. We didn't get that from Tomlin. Actually, when Tomlin says a couple of times 2 weeks into camp, he goes into the wide receiver room and lets them know, that's more damning than the praise is a positive for me. I had to go in there 2 weeks into camp and basically say I'm concerned about you guys.
I had to challenge the guys.
Not to mention, they had that offer on the table for Ayuk for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, knowing that they needed to upgrade. So Tomlin, to me, trying to polish a turd yesterday, and he ain't fooling anyone. Now, can Van Jefferson catch the ball on Sunday? We'll find out. I think, look, I'm not you. I'm not Chris Hoke. It seems pretty easy how you're going to defend the Steelers on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
A.J. Terrell, who's making a lot of money, going to go up. You're going to line up right across from George Pickens. Or you could even do it this way. Take your second-best corner, line him up on George Pickens, put one of your two all-pro kind of safeties over the top, put your number one guy, A.J. Terrell, on the other side, take Van Jefferson totally out of the game. He's not going to get open against a guy like that. And even in your second quarter, is he going to get open? The Steelers are so easy to defend, man. And I think a lot of pressure now quickly on Arthur Smith, who's going to do a better job of getting Pickens into advantageous matchups, obviously, than the last coordinator. But there's only so much you can do. I don't like it. 412-928-9370. This wide receiver talk on The Fan, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We felt going into Tomlin's press conference yesterday that we knew what the offensive line would look like on Sunday. I still think we know. But Mike Tomlin was giving no hints. We'll let you hear from him. We'll react when we come.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Back.
How would the makeup of your offensive line look in regards to your tackles relative to maybe Troy's health?
We'll determine that as we get closer to game time. I was a partial participant yesterday. It went well. We expect it to be more so tomorrow. And so the closer he gets to health, have a better reflection of how we might divvy that up. But obviously the first two guys are going to be participants. He potentially could be as well. And Spencer Anderson has played some tackle in the past as well.
So if Troy Faltanu plays well during the week, he could play. Yeah, I think he'll get a hat. I think he'll be one of the 46. But my read just listening yesterday and everything that has transpired since the end of camp is it's going to be Dan Moore Jr. at left, Broderick Jones at right, Spencer Anderson at left guard. You said before the show, though, you got a funny feeling about Spencer Anderson.
No, I think he's going to do a great job. Not that he's going to obviously unseat Sayamalu, but I think he's going to be a pleasant surprise. I think he's going to do that very well. He's a very versatile player. He could play all the positions, but getting his opportunity for what, the first time really in his NFL career to be a starter in the game, I think that he's going to do just fine, and that's going to help him as the season goes on because, you know, Sayamalu is one injury, Faltanu is another injury. I mean, this offensive line staying healthy throughout the whole season, you're going to have another injury, and Spencer Anderson is a guy that can fill all those spots. So I think him getting this opportunity is very good for their depth moving forward.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly, and they really like him. Russell Wilson took him to the Penguin game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Russ has been hanging out with Spencer Anderson. They seem to really like this guy. And he was on the active roster for 8 games last year. Just one snap. Now, Mike Tomlin said he reminds him of a former Steeler.
His versatility was a calling card that allowed him to sustain. But the longer he's here, you better specialize in a certain area. And really, his growth and development kind of reminds me a lot of Calvin Beecham, if you remember years ago.
Who's been in the league for 13 years. Hell of a nice guy. Was on an episode of, what's that show in HGTV with Chip Gaines and Joanna? You ever watch that one?
Mm-mm.
He was on that show. He built a house for his parents. Nice man, that Calvin Beach.
Home makeover.
Not that one. I'll remember. My wife once went to Waco, Texas to go to Chip and Joanna Gaines' like silo and bought cakes and stuff. And
what?
Yeah. Someone will text in with the name of the show. All you husbands out there have, at one point or another, had to sit down and put your feet up and watch a little HGTV. I'm telling you, Dorn, since you haven't seen it, go on Netflix. I forget the dang name of the show.
I love those shows.
You would love this show. They're great people, it seems like.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
I might as well just look it up.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Big Baylor fans, though. The one thing that is wrong with them.
Oh, what was it called?
Fixer Upper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Barely know her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chip and Joanna Gaines seemed cool when Calvin Beecham was on that show. I digress big time. I do think, Doran, if Sayamalu were healthy, I think there is a chance at least we would have seen Broderick Jones at left and Faltanu at right. But you don't want to have four guys with virtually no experience starting week one in the NFL. And I can't fault them for that.
Mm-hmm.
Sayamalu practiced on Monday. He's going to be good to go, it sounds like, for the game. You can't have a rookie at right tackle, a rookie at center, a guy with one snap at left guard, and a guy who's only started 11 career games on the other side as your left tackle. I can criticize the Steelers for Broderick Jones playing right tackle last year and not flip-flopping Dan Moore Jr. and Broderick Jones. If they want some level of veteran presence in this game to open the season, I really can't criticize them for that.
Nah.
You got to win a football game. It's about winning. And you can't basically start four rookies on the offensive line and expect Russell Wilson to come out of the game alive or for you to come out of the game with a win. Hey, it actually makes sense. I know that like the default setting for a team that hasn't won a playoff game in darn near a decade is they're doing everything wrong. I'm okay with them playing Dan Moore Jr. on the left side in this game. Now, when Seumalo comes back healthy and you feel good about Faltanu on the right, as the season starts to evolve, I'd like to see it change.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Dan Moore as your swing tackle. But for now, I get what they're doing. But
Broderick Jones still hasn't gotten that many reps at left tackle.
I know.
He got a little bit, I think, a couple days ago, but that's it.
And don't you feel a lot better about him playing at left tackle with Seumalo on his right side?
Yes.
Now, Tomlin did scoff at that a little bit in the press conference, said, you still gotta block your guy. But they had it all set up where it was going to be inexperience, experience, inexperience, experience, inexperience. And if you were going to go with the four youngsters, you weren't going to be able to do that. And I know there's going to be a ton of Steelers fans in there. I heard it get poo-pooed, and I've seen it get poo-pooed on social media. Well, there's going to be a ton of Steelers fans. You're not going to have to go silent. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. It's a home opener. You're still going to get 40,000 Falcons fans in there in a dome. The place is going to be loud. You're going to be working off a silent count. You need some level of experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't blame the Steelers. I can't fault them for what they're doing. All right, coming up next, Mike Tomlin asked about the expectations for this year's team and if they might be different than in years past.
You approach every season with a sense of urgency, but given all the moves you made, big moves, any more urgency or expectation?
You are exactly right. I approach every season with a big-time sense of urgency.
I mean, you know, where do you see this offense? Does you believe it has more firepower than it did in the last few years?
I'm not interested in making you comfortable today, to be quite honest with you. Those are just words, and really at the end of the day, it's somewhat meaningless. We'll have an opportunity to put some tape out there this weekend that's kind of reflective of that discussion. I'm more of a doer than a talker. Talking glowingly, particularly when you're undefeated this time of year, is easy, and I'm not attracted to easy. We're just going to work, and we're going to put some tape out there that's kind of reflective of our intentions.
So Mike Tomlin asked about expectations, and then he says he's not trying to make Will Graves comfortable. You imagine Tomlin like tucking Will Graves into bed at night and reading him a story, like one of those children's books. Make sure he's got his little footies on.
Yes.
Will, I would love to make you comfortable tonight,
swaddle
buddy.
Swaddle him up.
Oh, yeah.
A little swaddle, a little pacifier.
You got a favorite kid's book?
No.
I like Goodnight Moon. You ever read that one?
Probably.
Goodnight Moon, Goodnight Cal jumping over the moon, things of that nature. Just imagine Tomlin reading it to Will Graves. All right, Will, let me just tuck you in. It's past your bedtime, Will. Let me make you feel comfortable.
Hey, Will, I got a new book for you. It's Don't Paint the Barn Red. Hey, Will, I got a new book for you. It has your name in it, if you will.
Gonna be tough to sleep with your eyelids cut off, Mr. Graves. We didn't get a standard as the standard. We didn't get a, with any of the injured players, leave a light on for you from Mike Tomlin. So I don't feel like he was quite in midseason form. But you knew how he would answer the expectations question. And I think I feel worse about this team this season than I did about last year's team going into the year, Doran. And, you know, hindsight being 2020, shouldn't feel that way. So I'll put it like this. I feel much better about this roster than I did about the roster at the end of last year. This is a better football team. However, going into last season, I thought they had a franchise quarterback. I thought they had a chance to win the division. Kenny Pickett was lights out in the preseason. You thought the defense would be good.
They had another receiver.
They had another wide receiver. There were a lot of reasons for optimism. And now this year, even though the roster is better than it was at the end of last year, I think reasonable Steelers fans go into this thinking they don't have a shot in hell at winning the Super Bowl.
It is amazing, though, and I do believe it will be amazing whenever you do see quality play at the quarterback spot. Not even, like, elite play. Not Mahomes, not Allen, not Burrow, but just quality play at the quarterback spot. We saw at the end of last year.
Yeah.
We saw at the end of last year. That's why I have a little bit of optimism where I'm kind of in the middle where you don't want to be as a radio host, but I am in the middle with the Steelers. Like, I don't want to get too high or too low because of the preseason of last year, so I didn't really take much into this preseason. But what I do know about NFL football is if you have a competent quarterback, you will have a chance. You will. And they didn't have that with Kenny. And that's me saying that. You know, I mean, Kenny's my pit brother, and everybody knows that, and everybody thinks I'm a homer of Kenny. No, they didn't have quality quarterback play last year in order to get them to a legitimate spot or to make us feel like they're a legitimate team until Mason Rudolph, who was the third-string quarterback, went in there and showed that, like, I've been in the league for 6-7 years. I know where to go with the football. And then you see, like, oh, that's what it's like to have a decent quarterback.
Yeah.
Now you have a guy who's played a long time. You possibly, if that guy gets hurt, you have a guy that is extremely athletic that could go in there and has all the intangibles. It will look a little bit different. And you have a competent coordinator. So that's kind of where I'm just like, let me hold and let me see. Like, I feel like this is why we're so anxious for Sunday. Like, I get anxious this time every year for Steelers football to see what they have. But I'm extremely anxious to see what they have on Sunday because all the offseason and everything, just like just going to the whole IU thing, I just want to see them play football, just see what they got.
I think you just hit on something we have not talked about enough, which is, okay, we have talked about this. They don't have Deontay. They don't have a number two wide receiver. We talked about that this morning. Can Russ make up for that?
Right.
Can Russ and Arthur Smith make up for that? If the answer is yes, this can be a playoff team. If the answer is yes, if the defense stays healthy, they might be able to F around and win a playoff game. But if Russ is at a point in his career where he can't elevate, or the wide receiver depth chart is so poor that Arthur Smith can't scheme around it, it's going to look an awful lot like last year.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about even with Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett. So you hope Russ is healthy. You hope he looks like he did last year in Denver. And if that's the case, maybe it does elevate the receiver core. Roman Wilson, Mike Tomlin didn't use these words, and I'm disappointed about it. They are leaving the light on for him. I hope he can make an impact quick. He could change the entire narrative on the Steelers wide receiver core if he catches like 5 balls for 60 yards on Sunday. I don't know how much he's going to play, but if he goes out there and has a game, not even like I'm announcing my presence to the world, Justin Jefferson is a rookie, or a Puka Nacua game is a rookie. Even if he goes out, he catches 5 balls, 50 yards, a couple first downs, something like that, I might feel a little bit better about the receiver core. Not as good as we'd feel if it had Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
I do think as we get closer to this game, and we'll do more of the game stuff as we do get closer, just thinking about the season, if they win a playoff game, I think I'm good. I haven't been there in a while. They say their goal is to win the Super Bowl, and you want to hold them accountable for their own words. But it's been so long to have that feeling. Like, there's always the buildup and the excitement going into a playoff game. We had that last year. To win one, and then you get that week. Haven't had that feeling in a while. And if that's the apex, that sucks because it tells you where the franchise is compared to where it was. But boy, would it not feel good to win. I would sign in blood, I guess, is what I'm saying for that right now.
Yeah, but how would you feel about going into the 2025 season?
Bad. I don't know that there's a way that going into next year, I feel great unless, and I'm sorry to say this because you don't want to see it happen, unless Russ gets hurt, Justin Fields takes over and is clearly the franchise quarterback. That's the only way you can feel good going into next year, because you can win a playoff game with Russ, and is he going to be around? I don't know. Maybe he prices himself out. Maybe you sign him to a Baker Mayfield kind of deal and you'd feel okay going into next year. This is as big a standalone Steelers season as I can remember.
Wouldn't you hope that Justin, if Russ does do very well this year and prices himself out but puts the Steelers in a place where it's multiple playoff wins and you part ways, wouldn't you have a little feeling that Justin Fields, after sitting behind Russ and learning, that he could take over that spot and be the guy moving forward and do what Russ did?
Not with any level of confidence.
No.
I would think it would be a possibility. If they win a couple of playoff games, then regardless of who the quarterback is, you're going to have a nice feeling going into 2025. But I wouldn't be able to sit there with any level of confidence that Justin Fields can be the guy. I'd have to see it.
Mm.
Now, maybe they'll work him in with some packages, or maybe he'll have a game or two where Russ is hurt and he has to play. Or maybe Russ stinks and then you make the change early and he proves something. I think that's all different. But if you win a couple of playoff games with Russ Wilson and he's not your quarterback in 2025, I can't go into it saying, oh, yeah, I know for sure that they're moving in the right direction.
I can see it. I could see it. Justin Fields sitting behind Russ and learning and developing and you know, just enhancing his game to be that guy. I can. I don't know. I may be by myself with that, but I could see that being a very, very confident area for me where I'd be like, okay, Justin Fields can do that.
I do think we both agree that the best thing for him is to sit.
Yep.
Like, especially early with this line just being in flux. And even if all things were what they wanted and you had Jones on the left and Faltanu on the right and Sayamalu healthy, like, they're probably not going to play their best offensive line football early. So would Justin Fields be able to correct some of his bad habits behind what could be a not great pass-blocking offensive line? I don't think so. But they seem to believe that the footwork stuff is getting better with him. And I think if he sits for a year, yeah, I could see being excited, but I don't know that I'd be confident, is what I'm saying. Mm. And what's crazy is they've overhauled so much of this team. Are they any closer to really winning the Super Bowl?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
It is as much a win now offseason as they maybe have ever had. They're not a Super Bowl winner. Maybe you can win a playoff game. And I do think, slice me open right now, baby. I would sign up in blood. If you told me they can't win the Super Bowl, but you can sign up in blood and they'll win a playoff game, would you take that today? Yes, I would take that today.
With on the other side of it being just unknown, right? Like, the other side of it, it's like, all right, you could sign in blood of it being unknown, you don't know what's going to happen, or, hey, you get an automatic
only one. Win. Only one playoff win, and I would sign up for it.
Okay.
It's been so long. Like, I wouldn't even take the unknown of, oh, what happens after? Nope, I'll just take my one. And I think it's a sad place to be for Steelers fans, where I think a lot of other reasonable people might take that same thing. 412-928-9370. Mike Tomlin talked about another player whose light should be on coming up on Sunday. We'll look at the game a little bit when we come back. 15-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Ray Fittipaldo going to join us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Here's a text, Dorn. I just can't imagine enjoying my morning coffee without listening to you guys. It ain't the same when one is not on the air. You guys are so good together. Thanks.
Like it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We do have that chemistry, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in mid-season form.
Like Russ and George.
Who's who?
You're George.
Just lob it up, baby.
Yeah.
I got strong hands.
Get upset whenever things don't go your way.
Mike Tomlin on running backs.
It remains to be seen in terms of the impact of his injury or his availability. We got a week's work ahead of us. In terms of how we divide the labor up, that's going to be week to week. We got some really capable guys, and you throw CP into that mix as well. More than anything, I just love the demeanor of our running back room, man. These guys don't run away from confrontation. They run to it. That collective, those three guys, I'm really excited about.
I'm wounded from that comment. I mean, just Diva Crowley over here. Wait a second. Maybe you're exactly right. I'm deleting you off of my social media.
Oh, okay.
We are no longer friends. Mute. So Tomlin calls Cordarrelle Patterson there CP.
CP.
And let me just tell you something. Now, you've been all over this, and I was wrong. I said, I don't know if he's even going to play this year. He got such a late start into camp and all that. If Tomlin's calling a dude CP, they're going to use him.
Yes.
They have a lot of respect for his resume, is something Mike Tomlin had said before. So I expect him to be a big part of this offense. When you start to list playmakers, I would like, at one point, Roman Wilson to be in that mix. He might not be early. We will see come Sunday, 1 o'clock. You need Jaylen Warren on the field. Sounds like he will play. But when you start listing playmakers, Cordarrelle Patterson's on that top five list, probably.
Yes.
Right? I mean, when you think about it, who you got? Me, George Pickens.
Yep.
You got Freiermuth.
Yep. Jalen.
Jalen Warren, Najee Harris. If I listed Cordarrelle Patterson before any other wide receivers, do you even blink an eye?
No, because I see him as being a wide receiver at points. So whether they're comfortable or not, and as what Mike Tomlin said earlier that we played about Scotty Miller and Van Jefferson, I do think that they're going to lump Cordarrelle Patterson with his versatility as being another wide receiver to that unit, also being a running back to the running back unit. So if he could still handle that, I mean, he came in the league as a receiver, so it's not like he forgot how to run routes. I do think that they're going to use him a lot in multiple ways, and a lot at running back and a lot at receiver.
Yeah, he can be a matchup problem. Mm-hmm. And last season wasn't his best year. Before that, though, with Arthur Smith, he did a lot and was a big-time playmaker for them. And the run in the preseason game, well, yes, it was against backups, and yes, it was like the Red Sea parted. He got up to speed real quick. I don't know he still had that speed. And that gave me some hope that they can utilize him. And maybe you pull back on him a little bit if and when a Roman Wilson is healthy or if somebody else steps up. But in the early going, I think you're going to see a lot of CP.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a diva.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think who Callis would be.
I think he's like Chukwuma Okorafor from last year.
Oh.
Bigger guy, likes to bitch and moan.
I think he's more like Dan Moore Jr. He's misunderstood.
Wow! You know what? Caboli yesterday told me that Dan Moore is one of the nicest guys in there.
I've heard that as well.
Loves talking to good old Dan Moore Jr. And Callis is one of the nicest guys we got around here.
It's misunderstood.
He's just misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
Pro Football Focus don't like him. The analytic grade's not great, but when you put on the tape, also not great. We got Ray Fittipaldo joining us next. We love you, Callis. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 80. Woo! Low 53.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.